Good evening.
Good evening.
It seems you're the only one.
Yes, I heard the music.
We'll keep it going. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Have you heard any news on the Israeli election?
Good evening, Judy. Have I heard any news on what?
On the Israeli election. No, I didn't.
No, it's not until the morning, which is, you know, it's going to be later in the day before we find out. It's, you know, 7 hours from you, 6 hours from me. So right now their polls are opening up, basically.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and we have our other person. Hi, Judy.
Right. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Terura. Alephet Gimel, Yitzhak Tzadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbeinu. Baharenu, Nora, Ufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Yevavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudka Shin. Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tami Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saritav Gimel. Hasim Kadosh, Berov Tuva, Nael Adatach, Et Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. Yahid Gea, Bamcha Pene, Zobre Kiddushatah. Yud Gimel Amet, Peis Ayim Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmatzi Akatenu, Yodea Talubo. Shin Kufav, Tzadiyud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzechesed la'alafim, Noseah on wafesha, V'chata'a v'nakei. The energy of certainty, we're able to connect with the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. and we start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Fu Ishkinte Bitsilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimud Liata L'shem Yudhe Bavave Yehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nan Bekucha Berichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Wetzata Solaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Belay lach mila bialma, divae barnash, vadach yalea, mine yaulan haga, eya kalana, tehakuru ovada, big shot inun, wikola its spirit, bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse from the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisdom ti mako le'ami le'Israel. Untati vishakam, kata vilo yirgaz, od vilo yosifu. Vene avlala anoto, ka asher barishoda. The 72 names of God, we connect to these utilizing the root vowel of each letter. In sequence, as we say the letter with the root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame meheshi lalahe aka akaheta ezayo alada la awaheya yozala mebehe ereyo ekome. La awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he wa nuta he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he ka wa to me nuta. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala re yo ashila me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Tu a me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, we utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa me nu la anu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re Hey, hey, yo, la, hey, hey, ta, ato, me, nu, da, anu, yo, hey, wa, me, re, hey, ah, yo, hey, za, hey, she, hey, me, ha, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, re, yo, a, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu he a nu yo nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 17th day of Elul, Rabbi Chaim ben Venista and Rabbi Yaakov Koppel Reich. We'll read Psalm 27 in case you haven't read it a second time today. Le David Adonai, O he wahe, O riveishi mi bira, Adonai, O he wahe, maos chayai, mi mi echad. Bikrov alai mireim lefol et basari tarai v'ovaili. Hei makashlu v'nafalu im tachane alai machane lo ira libi im tachum alai milchama. Bezot ani boteach, achat she'alti, me'et Adonai otavakesh, shivti bevet Adonai ohewache, kol yemechaye, lachatot benoam Adonai ohewache, uvaker chvachi kalo, Keeps penemi besuko beyom ra'a yastireni beseter ahalo besur yeromemeni weatayarum roshi al yovai sidotai bezbecha beachalo Zivhe terua ashira v'azamra L'Adonai yohe wahe Shema Adonai yohe wahe Koli echra v'chaneni wa'aneni L'cha amar libi bakshu Panai et panecha Adonai Yohewahe Avakesh Al Taster Panecha Mimeni Al Tat Bea Avdecha Ki Avivei Mi Azavuni Vadonai Yohewahe Yaspeini Loreni Adonai Yohewahe Darkecha uncheni, v'orach mishor, l'man shorerai. Al titneni, b'nefesh sarai, ki kamu v'yayedye, sheker v'peach hamas. Adonai Ohewahe, the Eretz Chaim. Kawe El Adonai Ohewahe, Pazak Ve'Aametz Libecha, Ve'Kave El Adonai Ohewahe. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Vav, Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Vav, Yud Hey Vav Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Last week, we read on the Ari's meditations from the Parsha of Ki Tavo, which is the Parsha for this week. This week, we have a third essay in the Parsha of Ki Tetze that's titled The Mystical Arsenal of War. So this is what we're going to read today, just to catch up. The mistake was mine. I had prepared the material, but I hadn't posted it to the website. And when I realized that error, it was too late. So please go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last in row 14, second column from the left, you'll find the landing page for the Ari's material. And then scroll down to Parashat Ki Tetze. And that's where we will begin reading today. Kabbalah teaches that success in the war against evil is predicated on holy conduct. The portion of the Torah read this week begins, "When you go out to war against your enemies, and Hashem your Lord delivers him into your hand, and you capture its captives, and you see amongst the captives a beautiful woman, and you desire her, you may take her for a wife. You shall take her into your house, and she will shave her head and grow her nails long. She shall take off her beautiful dress of captivity and dwell in your house, mourning over her father and mother for a month. Only after this may you again engage in intercourse with her, and she will become your wife. But if, after the mourning period, you do not desire her, you may send her away, but you may not sell her for money." Now, of course, this paragraph does not make a whole lot of sense. What you're doing is capturing a captive. Why would the mourning over a father and mother only be a month when we mourn over our fathers and mothers 11 months that we say Kaddish? And why you can't send her away? or you may send her away, but you cannot sell her for money. The whole paragraph doesn't make sense. But let us read on and learn. Know that the hair of Zeron Pin is black. Due to the influence of the states of Gilurah, which produce this hair. His hair is black as a raven due to the influence of the attribute of judgment. The flow of divine energy between the Partsufim is reflected in the hair. The male, Zeron Pin, is the archetype of Chesed, while the female, the Nukva, is the archetype of Gilurah. This is because the female personifies Hashem's drive to be revealed in creation, and this requires both strength and severity to resist the enticements of evil, while the male personifies the abstract divine idea itself, outside the context of creation. I am adding, the above commentary is a beneficial method to think about the role of mankind. When we are perceiving an intellectual idea, it is best to think of it as an abstract thought that must develop the passion to manifest in the world. One aspect of the flow of divine energy between the Partsufim is reflected in the hair. Hair is seen as a hollow channel filled with divine light. However, since it is possible to cut the hair without experiencing any pain, which is of course not the case with any other part of the body, the life force present within hair is seen to be extremely attenuated. The force flowing through hair is thus highly contracted, a manifestation of the power of Gilurah and judgment, in the sense of being strictly rationed and apportioned. The hair of the Nukva is red, since the Nukva is itself constructed out of Gilurah. The black hair of Zeron Pin is contrasted with the white, or the gray hair of Arikan Pin. Arikan Pin is such a high, intense level of divine consciousness that even the contraction represented by hair does not to produce truly contracted, truly dark light, but rather a lower state of chesed. The hair of the Nukva is red since the Nukva is itself constructed out of Gilurah. As our sages said, black blood is really red blood that has deteriorated, this being the influence of the attribute of judgment. The color red is associated with Gilurah. The fact that black, in this case, is a form of red provides the association between black and Gilurah. The Mishnah lists five colors of blood that are considered a sign of menstrual impurity. But the sages of the Talmud find only four scriptural allusions to different colors of menstrual blood. This is solved by pointing out that black blood is simply red blood that has changed its color. As the Talmud continues, black blood is not black originally. It assumes the black color only after it is discharged, like the blood of a wound, which becomes black after it has been discharged from it. These power of judgment are the 10 names Elohim that enter Zeron Pin from Ima and then return upward as reflected light, which is judgment. The process of intellect becoming emotion is a further contraction. The name Elohim is associated with the Sephirah of Bina, and specifically with its power of contraction and limitation. Bina in general is a process of limiting defining, honing down, and contracting the infinite light insight of Chokhmah. But beyond this, the process of intellect becoming emotion, the creation of Zeron Pin out of Ima, is a further contraction, a quantum leap lessening the intensity of revelation, characteristic of intellect, into that characterizing emotion. The 10 names Elohim are the 10 sub-sephirot of Bina that enter into Zeron Pin. If so, the light, which itself is judgment, is surely severe judgment, enough so that the red is changed into black. As it is written, his locks are pearly, black as a raven. The Song of Songs is considered Kabbalistically to be the song of love between Zeron Pin, the groom, and Nukva of Zeron Pin, the bride. These are the hairs whose numerical value is 10 times that of Elohim, being equal to the word for lock, as in lock of hair. The numerical value of Elohim, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, is 86. 10 times 86 is 860. The word for locks in Hebrew, Tal Talim, may be split into the singular for lock, Tal Tal, and the plural suffix im. The numerical value of Tal Tal is 860. The plural suffix im, spelled Yud Mem, is equal to 50. Of the word for locks signifies the 50 letters comprised by the 10 names of Elohim. And this is why the verse concludes, dark as a raven. Each name Elohim comprises 5 letters. 10 times 5 is 50. The word Tal Talim thus signifies the numerical value of 10 names Elohim and the letters that form these names. When the Jewish people used to go out to make war, the 5 names Elohim on the right side would be joined with the 5 names of Elohim on the left side, in order to exact vengeance from their enemies. All that would thus be evident of these 10 names Elohim would be the 5 on the right side, or would the 5 on the left side be visible? The forces of evil would latch onto them. Please remember, the left column is subdued and is in the agrees to be subservient to the right column. I'm continuing to read. That was an unwritten commentary. Although one would think that wartime is when one should demonstrate Gevurah, the power of the left side, we learn here that this is not the case. True power and might, Gevurah, must be present within the army or the individual waging war, but it's his outward conduct that must be that of Chesed. The fact that the enemy has chosen to oppose the forces of holiness means that he must be fought, conquered, and if necessary, annihilated for his own good. It should be remembered that the Torah enjoins the nation to exhaust peaceful overtures before resorting to war. Fighting the enemy is an act of chesed for him and for reality as a whole. Thus, fighting the enemy is an act of chesed for him and for reality as a whole. There is thus no place for any outward demonstrations of vindictiveness or the like. On the contrary, should the people evince any of the outward trappings of Givura unnecessarily, they weaken themselves by allowing the essence of their enemy to intrude into their being. This, of course, lessens their merit to win. As we are taught, when the Jews were crossing the sea on dry land, and the Egyptians were being drowned in it, the angels complained to God that both parties were guilty of idol worship. Why then was he showing favor to one over the other? And anger, according to the sages, is equivalent to idol worship. Also, the song of the sea, which the Jewish people sang to God after being delivered from the Egyptians, mentions God's right arm twice, but not his left arm. And this is why the straps of the tefillin are black, for they are to reflect these black hairs of Zeranpin. Furthermore, the right strap is to be longer than the left one. The tefillin manifests the flow of consciousness from the intellect of Zeranpin, the man wearing them, downward. The head tefillin comprises four compartments, signifying Chachma, Bina, and the two aspects of Dat. The five sets of Chesed is in one side and the five states of Givura in the other. The two sides of the straps emerging from the head tefillin and encompassing the head signify Chesed and Givura themselves. The knot at the rear of the head signifies Tiferet. The two straps descending from the knot signify Netzach and Hod. The female is the warrior whose task it is to battle the materialism of this world. The straps are too black in order to reflect the hair of Zeranpin, i.e. the protracted flow of divine light into the Nukba and the world in general. This is reflected in the fact that the Partsuf of Leah is said to be situated behind the head of Zeranpin, at the level of the knot of the head of the head tefillin, while the Partsuf of Rachel is the hand tefillin itself. As we said, the female, both in woman in general as well as in the female aspect of man, is the warrior whose task it is to battle the materialism of this world. Thus, in the flow of divine energy, reaching her through Zeranpin, the right side must predominate. Then the war will be able to be fought properly, as described above. This is alluded to in the verse which opens the passage of the Torah. The numerical value of the word for when, in Hebrew ki, together with the first letter of the word for you go out, Tevseh, Tav, is that of the five names Elohim of the right side. The numerical value of ki is 30. The Tav is 400. Total is 430. The numerical value of Elohim is 86. And 5 times 86 is 430. These aspects of the name Elohim appear in this verse with God's proper name, the name Chavaya. God's proper name is spelled Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, but it's read as Adonai. The numerical value of these two together is 91, which is the numerical value of Amen. Havaya, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is 26. Adonai is 65. 26 plus 65 is 91. Amen. is 91. There is also the numerical value of the remaining letters of the word for you go out. Tetzeh is spelled Tav Tzadi Aleph. The numerical value of the final two letters, Tzadik to Aleph, is 91. This then is the implication of this verse. When you go out, alludes to the five names Elohim of the right side, together with God's proper name, Yudkeh Vavkeh, as we have said, to war against your enemies. In this way, then it is a sure thing that God, Havaya, your Lord from the name Elohim, God has manifest in these two names, Havaya and Elohim, will deliver him into your hand. Your hand alludes to the five names. Elohim of the right side reflected in the five fingers of the right hand. Then you will capture its captives. Thus, success in the war against evil is predicated on holy conduct, as opposed to fighting evil with evil conduct. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I strongly recommend rereading this handout multiple times. It is truly significant, and it's the justification for not holding a grudge and not seeking vengeance. I wish you all Shalom Gadol, reminding you that there are four classes tomorrow. One is at 7 a.m., which is a Slichot service. One is at 11 a.m. which is studying the, preparing for the high holidays, specifically why there are 22 days of holidays and how each of the names of the holidays relate to the Tree of Life. At 4:30 is a deep Zohar class, and at 7 p.m. will be a Tikkuni Zohar. I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
One final thought. The 10:30 class this coming Sunday, I'm expecting to be able to speak completely about the new year, 5780. As I do this every year. So I hope you'll join us for that class as well. Shalom Gadol. Be well, all of you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.